Hey guys, welcome back to the Angela Bless Show. Yay, you can catch me every Tuesdays and Thursdays and now Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. On Tuesdays, we do missing persons and missing children. I know today is Wednesday. We actually had a really bad storm yesterday. So, you know, the school was frantic. We had to get kids out. A lot of our businesses was closing down. And then, of course, they still had me come in to work. So it was a lot of stuff going on. I apologize. By the time I got off, because we had so many people getting off, I mean, I was tired. I should have pre-recorded, but I am so sorry. I'm here, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode of my podcast. This will be our second season, and then we're gonna talk a little bit about Ethan Press, whom we formerly talked about in season one, about how the media started with the missing persons, well, actually missing children. And I want to jump into talking about these two young boys in Ottawa who actually was also pictured on the milk cartons, two paperboards that went missing, I believe in your apartment. Anyways, I do my second season. It's Help Find Me. Help Find Me as a Missing Person, Missing Children podcast that we put on the Angela Bless Show. If that's not even sound right. But anyway, we use our platform to talk about missing persons and missing children on that platform on Tuesdays. On Thursdays, I normally do my topics and interviews. And on Sunday now, coming this Sunday, we are now added Solve Me Unsolved Crimes All Around the World. Now, jumping back to Tuesday, we're going to start with Florida, missing persons and missing children in Florida. But today, I want to talk about how the launch of the media started with the missing children. So we're going to piggyback off of, we're going to do Ethan Press that I did a while back. If you didn't know, on May 25th, 1979, six-year-old Ethan Press disappeared in Soho neighborhood of Manhattan, New York City. He was never seen alive again. You know, he asked his mom, can she walk two blocks? Six-year-old New Yorker Ethan Press was one of the very first children to have his image plastered on milk cartons of milk following his 1979 disappearance. And his case likewise went unsolved for almost four decades. Unfortunately, they did find the guy. Good for them, they found the guy that did this. But the guy won charged until 2017. Jury convicted the man believed to be responsible for Ethan Press' disappearance, closing the case that helped start the Missing Milk Cart Kids program. Ethan Press, because of his death, you know, he started a milk cart missing for the missing person, missing children. If you didn't know, I think it started back in the 70s, early 80s, like, because he was missing in 79. Started, that's how they geared the way of, talking about missing person, missing children, meaning on flyers. I'm tripping off my words. Like putting them on flyers, the age, the day when they were missing, which is the most really important. Plastering their pictures on milk cartons, new flash and stuff. I don't think the Amber Alert was actually out at the time. And then, you know, you have your Amber Alert, that follower, I believe. And then you have your John Walsh, you know, unexpectedly his son, you know, died in the hands of a sex offender that did some heinous things to him. And then it started on John Walsh and his show, which, you know, I thank God for him because he put a lot of people in jail. And then kind of follow, it said, the suspect is now behind bars, and the 40-year story behind disappearance of Ethan Press remains as hunting as ever. And it was a sad situation. Very sad situation. So I'm gonna jump over to, and his father is a professional. Didn't know that. That's why these pictures are so beautiful, amazing. Ethan's father, Stanley, was a professional photographer, and his photos of Ethan was displayed everywhere from the Manhattan District and Turner Space to Times Square. These pictures are amazing. Photos of Ethan Press were splashed across television, plastered on telephone poles, beamed from the screens of Times Square, and eventually printed on milk cartons in every state. The missing milk carton kids grabbed the national attention. And so from that day forward, they start plastering missing children on milk cartons, which is amazing. Hey guys, true story. A girl that was abducted, and they made a movie about it. She found out who she was. She saw a picture, an old picture of her in a, on a milk carton. And someone was like, hey, this picture look like you. You know, they was joking with her, and she kind of like, oh, look, that does look like me as a child. You know, and it started from there. The disappearance of Ethan started a tactic of putting faces on missing children on milk cartons. Ethan Preston wasn't the first missing kid, milk carton kid. This tactic had started a couple years early in the Midwest and when two boys had gone missing in Iowa. But Ethan Preston's disappearance is particular. But I think this article is wrong because I think Ethan Preston, by him going missing, sparked the missing milk carton. Then started the missing children center and all of that with his father and his mother. He had captured attention of parents and children far beyond New York and brought the milk carton campaign national attention. In 1983, President Reagan even accepted that in May 25th, in the day of Ethan Preston's kidnapping, National Missing Children's Day. His case then inspired the founding of National Center of Missing and Spoiled Children. See, I was right. NCMEC in 1984, this is an amazing organization. The organization quickly adopted Ottawa milk carton strategy, making Press the first child to be featured on national campaign. At the time, a full 5 years had passed since his disappearance. Most of the leads had already gone cold. A fresh wave of concern and suspicion swept the country as the faces of more vanished children began to appear on pieces, boxes, utility bills, grocery bags, telephone, books, and more. I remember the telephone book. Occasionally, the nurse worked, like in the cases of 7-year-old Bunny Lonneman, who came across a picture of herself. I told you guys, I knew I was crazy. Listen, herself as a toddler while grocery shopping with the stepdad that adopted her 5 years earlier. But those instances were rare, and the major impact of the photos was spreading awareness that the world was not the happy, wholesome place that many Americans believed it to be. Stranger danger became a comic topic in homes, schools, with milk cartons serving as the main topic and terrifying. Sometimes it was scary too. I remember talking about this in school. But as even as Ethan Preston's name became more and more famous from warnings about pedophiles and murders, his actual fate remained a mystery until 2017. That's a long time. So there you go, how missing children in sport was created. And I probably didn't say that right. This is amazing. I like this. I really do. Listen, guys, so the faces of missing children like Ethan Preston no longer appear on milk cartons. However, Ethan Preston's disappearance continues to have a lasting impact through the Amber Alert system, which was set up in 1996. So because of what happened to him, which was such a tragedy, it sparked these other organization to find missing persons and missing children. This is amazing. Today, these alerts are sent directly to people's phones and Facebook feeds and are far more effective than the missing milk carton kids campaign. For example, the Amber Alert system in the Netherlands has an incredible 94% success rate. In the sense, although Ethan Preston and media children like him could not be saved, perhaps their deaths were not in vain. And, you know, yeah, this is amazing about how they started other organizations to help other people. You know, and again, fair wishes go out to my best blessings go out to his mother and his father. They had to endure a long time. The siblings also, you know, I pray that the mother can have peace. Let her know that it's not her fault because what has happened to her son. But just to spark a major, major platform like this, this is amazing. Listen, guys, you guys can help also when it comes to missing persons, missing children, unsolved crimes. You can share all that stuff on social media. You know, I hear people say, oh, they only do black people. They don't show black people. They don't do this. Listen to me. As long as I've been doing my investigation and research and stuff like that,
you know, it doesn't matter. You have a platform also to share missing persons and missing children and get the news out about them and where the last place they were seen. That is so more, that is infected also. So stop looking for other people to do something that you can do yourself and stop complaining. Do something. I think I want to talk about the two boys next time, which is crazy because it's this is different boys that went missing because their faces were also on milk cartons. In September of 1984, Andrew C. Atkinson Derry and Desmond Mains Idaho began printing the photos of two boys, Johnny Gosh, age 12, his last name spelled Gosh, I probably spelled it well, G-O-S-C-H, since September the 5th, 1982, and Eugene Martin, age 13, missing since August the 12th, 1984. So these guys was missing 2 years apart. Who went missing while delivering a newspaper for the Dennis Moniz Registry. These boys were abducted by the same person. They sure was. This was not those two separate incidents. They were abducted by the same person. And we're going to talk about that next Tuesday. I want to talk about these two guys next Tuesday. I want to do my more research, see what happened. Was any one of them found? I think Eugene Martin was the one that wasn't found and Johnny was found, but I don't know if alive or not. But we're going to jump onto that next subject. Guys, you continue to be blessed. I love you. I promise you guys, I'm going to start doing videos of all of everything. Probably not my podcast for the Thursday's topics, but on for the crime and for the missing children and missing persons so that you can actually see the person's face versus on the flyer and so forth. I love you guys. I'm sorry. Ooh, excuse me. I'm sorry for the delay. I'll probably come back up and do a bonus. You guys continue to be blessed. Continue to share anything that, you know, family member that's crying out, need help, share the pictures, share the information. You know, you could be saving someone's life. This is Angela Bless. I approve this message.